The wide receiver free agent market in the NFL has officially dried up even before the action is really fully underway here, as Chris Godwin re-signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Looks like the deal is worth a reported $66 million with $44 million in guaranteed money here. So I'm a little surprised here that he didn't get to the open market. He certainly would have made more money had he gone elsewhere, being the top wide receiver on the market. I don't know if he would have gotten to the 30 million average annual range, but high 20s would have been very doable, especially for a wide receiver needy team flush with cap space like the New England Patriots. But sorry, Patriots fans, Godwin is going to stay put. So let's unpack what this means for him and more broadly for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, first and foremost, let's be honest, Godwin was awesome to start last season. Of course, his season ended just 7 weeks into the year with the injury, but he was awesome. He led the league with 50 catches over that span. Only Ja'Marr Chase had more fantasy points than Chris Godwin. So he's wide receiver two over that first 7 weeks of the season. By comparison, Mike Evans, who by all accounts, I mean, still playing very good football despite being up there in age, at that point through the first 7 weeks had 26 catches, so basically roughly half of what Godwin had, and he was wide receiver 15. Now, obviously, Evans is a very different player than Godwin. Godwin is a very high floor guy, but doesn't offer a massive ceiling. Like, we were basically at his ceiling over those first 7 weeks, and the challenge with Godwin, something that you won't get with, say, Ja'Marr Chase, is he's not going to score a ton of touchdowns. This has just been the way he has been for most of his career. Yes, very early in his career, he had the 9 touchdown season. But otherwise, we don't get a ton of touchdowns out of him. And that's fine. You know, there are different types of fantasy receivers. There are different profiles out there. And you can be a high floor guy, a guy who's maybe more consistent week over week, but doesn't offer that enormous ceiling and still be very valuable. I 100% envision him being in the wide receiver two range. And just for me to, you know, to drill down on that, I know I say these sorts of things all the time, but wide receiver two for me, we're essentially talking the number 13 to the number 24 wide receiver. And he'll be somewhere in the middle of that group. But Evans will also be in wide receiver two territory. And he offers almost the polar opposite profile. Any given week, Mike Evans could be the number one fantasy wide receiver. Even at his age right now, he could go out and have 150 yards and 2 or 3 touchdowns, right? Any given week. But any given week, he could also go out and have 1 catch for 12 yards. I mean, heck, we've seen a fantasy goose egg over the course of his career. So that is well within the realm of possibility. Much less likely we would see that out of Chris Godwin. In fact, when we look back to those 7 games from last year, the fewest catches he had was 5. That came in week 5. He had an 11-catch game for 125 yards. He did score 2 times in that game. So the touchdown productivity was actually awesome last year. But over the last 4 years combined, 15 touchdowns. So I'm going to go with what the bigger picture shows me as opposed to that smaller sample. But regardless, the floor is there. You're talking about a guy who's going to approach double-digit targets most weeks. Now, granted, he only had 1 double-digit target game last year, but here are his targets through 7 games. Ready? 8, 8, 9, 8, 6, 13, 9. That is consistent. You set your watch to that sort of target volume. Now, of course, the other thing that we should consider here is his age. You know, Chris Godwin is 29 now. Now, he came into the league relatively young. So I guess by NFL standards, he's an old 29. Like, this is going to be his 9th year in the league. But I'm not overly concerned about the age. And in fact, I still really like the situation here. Obviously, we have Baker Mayfield coming off of a 41 touchdown season. Massive productivity out of Mayfield last year. But that was with Duval, Liam Cohen, who is no longer with the team. Obviously, he's the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. So the question, and I really don't know much about Josh Grizzard at this point, but how different do things look with Grizzard there than they did with Cohen? Now, we also had the same question when Dave Canales left, and it honestly ended up being very good. Obviously, Cohen just hit the ground running. Can Josh Grizzard do the same here with Baker Mayfield? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt as of right now, but for Mayfield, the Bucs keeping Godwin in-house is a good thing. I mean, he's got plenty of weapons. He's going to throw the ball around the yard. He's going to play like Baker Mayfield plays. And as of right now, he's squarely in the QB1 conversation, like mid-range QB1, which probably, yes, it does mean he's going to go in the middle rounds and win quarterback leagues. And yes, that's not a place I like to draft quarterbacks, but I know some people do. I find more downside there than upside. But overall, where we've kind of left off after the last two seasons with Mayfield, we should just continue right along, even though Evans and Godwin are elder statesmen at the wide receiver position. So Chris Godwin staying put. The moves are going to come fast and furious, of course. Go to ftnfantasy.com. We're putting instant reaction posts up along with these podcasts as well. And you can follow along with me on Twitter @Jeff Ratcliffe, on Instagram @Jeff Ratcliffe. I'll be back soon for another one.